KSA Radio News.
The Uvalde officer who was leading the city's police department during the hesitant law enforcement response to an elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers has stepped down. This is according to a city spokeswoman. Lieutenant Mariano Parguez, who was already on leave, retired Thursday after 18 years working for the city. His retirement will be immediate, but the city is still processing the paperwork. Parguez is the second police leader to leave law enforcement in the fallout since the massacre in May, which hundreds of officers waited more than an hour to confront the gunman inside a classroom at Robb Elementary School. His retirement comes ahead of a Saturday meeting at which the city council was set to consider firing him. Nancy Pelosi is stepping down from leadership but will remain in Congress. Senator Mitch McConnell has been reelected as the GOP leader in the upper chamber. During a press conference, he stated that he will be staying out of the presidential election.
The way I'm going to go into this presidential primary season is to stay out of it. I don't have a dog in that fight. I think it's going to be a highly contested nomination fight with other candidates entering, and it's all going to be quite good for you all to cover.
Hundreds of homes in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania are being evacuated after a gasoline tanker carrying about 6,000 gallons of gasoline and diesel fuel overturned, according to police. The Bethlehem Fire Department, along with the Department of Environmental Protection and other agencies, came on the scene to determine the extent of the spill. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Starbucks workers at more than 100 U.S. stores are on strike in their largest labor action since a campaign to unionize the company's stores began late last year. The walkout coincides with Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day, when the company gives free reusable cups to customers who order a holiday drink. Workers say it's often one of the busiest days of the year. Workers say they're seeking better pay, more consistent schedules, and higher staffing levels in busy stores. Starbucks, who opposes the unionization effort, said it is aware of the walkouts and respect its employees' right to lawfully protest. Tyson Fresh Meats has recalled about 93,697 pounds of raw ground beef products, saying it may be contaminated with, quote, extraneous materials, specifically reflective mirror light material. This was announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The affected ground beef was produced on November 2nd and shipped to retail locations in Texas, including HEB grocery stores. The agency and company told customers not to eat the contaminated ground beef. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illnesses from the recalled beef. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.